Oh, hello, Friday. There you are, all ready for one of our Culturefile guests to share some of the things they've been enjoying recently. And this time it's the turn of Kinshasa-based instrument maker and musician Sawar Sawar to share with us his Culturefile likes.
My name is Sawar Chirenga James, also known as Sawar Sawar from Uganda, Kampala. The music that I've been listening to lately is Sakura music from Uganda. That's from the 1950 to 1952, you know, different sounds of different tribes. And also the royal court music from Uganda. That's also still around 1950 and 1952. I've been listening to the master drummers of Uganda where my father, the late James Sawar Chirenga Sr., played the drums in the recordings. But, I mean, if we're talking about sounds of today, I have enjoyed listening to Transparent Waters by Sekou Keita and Omal Sosa, where he plays the kora and he plays the piano, and then another gentleman who plays percussions. On the album, I follow a lot Sekou Keita, much of his work, the work that he has done with Catherine Finch, the work he does as an individual artist. But on this particular album, Transparent Waters, he plays the kora. And you know, the collaboration with the piano with Omal Sosa is wow. Sekou Keita is from Senegal. He comes from a village called Casamanca, and he's a griot. Omal Sosa, I think he lives in Germany, but he's from South America, together with his colleague that plays the percussions. That genre, in my feeling, it's world music, but it also falls in, you know, the soul kind of music. It's that kind of music that takes you somewhere away from where you are. You know, have you ever lived on a lecture where you only listen to water? And that's the only sound you listen to, and there's nothing else that is interrupting anything. So that's the kind of sound that I feel from the flow of their music. It's just beautiful. The television that I'm enjoying at the moment is I follow Manchester United. That's my favorite team, so I love watching them play. I'm so glad that even during this pandemic, we've been able to, you know, have a glimpse of what they can do in the stadiums that are empty, but at least we can watch our teams play. And it's fun for me. At least watching them has helped me, you know, have more hope. Yeah, Manchester United has been winning lately. We are in the fifth, but close to the fourth and the third. So we're really pushing on to see that we can get the Champions League spot. We're praying. The film that I've enjoyed watching is Black Panther. We need to feel proud as Africa. Feel proud and, you know, present ourselves with so much value to the world and with what we have. And I like how this movie was presented. It was mostly about Africa.
My son, it is your time.
Showing what we can do. For me, I get other messages from the movie, what they're trying to say, like, as Sawar, who are you? Don't be afraid to share with the world who you are.
Don't freeze.
I never freeze.
A food I have enjoyed eating is a meal or a dish that was prepared by my mom in these really difficult times. We gave her a surprise visit with my family, and she cooked ginuts, meat, beef, rice, and banana, which we call matoke here. It was so delicious. The meat is fried, and the ginuts are put together with the matoke, which is the bananas, and prepared together into the banana leaves. And then the rice is also cooked normally, and then after, it's put the same as the ginuts and the matoke. So there's that special smell from the banana leaves that we love to, you know, smell when you're eating that food. It's just wow. My little ones really enjoyed it just as much as I did. A drink experience that I've enjoyed lately is when I've gone out with friends, but then we have curfew because we have to be indoors by 7 p.m. because of the coronavirus. And then, you know, you're having fun with friends. There's this beautiful drink I love to enjoy. It's called Singleton. Singleton from Uganda. And one of my friends is an ambassador for Singleton. So he has invited me. And then, you know, we're having this wonderful time, but you have to leave. But then you have to go against the law at some point and later figure out how you're going to get home. So that, you know, that intense feeling that, okay, we've had the drink, we've enjoyed the drink. But then the hard part is, how do we go home? A scent. Well, I love my wife's scent. I mean, every time she gets close to me, she smells good. That's the scent that I know from Uganda. Her scent.
The likes of Sawa Sawa there. Coming up a little later, it's the Culture File debate when our panel takes on the challenge of post-COVID conducting. That's at 7 p.m. And your normal Culture File weekly, including Sawa Sawa introducing us to the instrument he invented, the Janzi, will be available as usual via podcast wherever and indeed however you get your favourite podcast.